Be'ezras Hashem, Beli Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Imori, Rav David Sivan, Rav Yosef, and for a continued four shleimah for David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf is Ksuvas Daf Nun Hey. We left off on the fourth line of Ksuvas Daf Nun Hey at the words Itmar. It's great to be back in person. Fortunately or unfortunately, pretty soon I'm going to be not in person again over the weekend because unfortunately or fortunately, I have a wedding in Eretz Yisrael on Monday and the Ufruf is Shabbos. So I'm not going to be in person again, I apologize. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. I hope Tuesday we'll be back in person for the foreseeable future, at least till Sukkos. Tuesday we'll be back until Sukkos. But Sukkos I'll be in LA again, but hopefully we'll be able to get a good streak going. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Itmar. Ksubas banin dichrin. Ksubas banin dichrin is a halacha that we have mentioned over the last couple of days. It's a Tanai ksuba that it says as follows. Let's just remember what ksubas banin dichrin is. That even though normally the ksuba, the husband pays the wife the ksuba if he dies or divorces her. But let's say she dies first. So technically speaking, if she dies first, he inherits the whole ksuba from her. Whatever she brought into the marriage, he gets. Let's say she brings in a big dowry. So it's the dowry is written into the ksuba. So if he dies or divorces her, he's got to pay her the dowry. But if she dies first, then he gets to keep the whole dowry. So the rabbis were worried that maybe parents are not going to want to give their daughter's dowry because if she dies first, he's going to get it. And that's it. So the rabbis made an institution called Ksubas Banin Dichrin, which means any male sons, let's say a guy is married to four wives, each of them has sons, four different wives, sons from each different wife. He has a son from each, he has a son from one wife, another son from another wife, another son from another wife, another son, and then he also has his own money that he made. He has loads and loads of money. So the halacha is that before the four sons split the general inheritance, each of them gets their mother's dowry and their mother's mana masayim and their mother's tosefes ksuba. Whatever was written in the ksuba, the grandsons get as an inheritance prior to splitting up the rest of the inheritance that they all get to split. That's called ksubas banin dichrin. This is a way of incentivizing dads to give a big dowry to their daughters that it's not going to be that it's going to be out of the family. Your grandchildren, your grandsons are going to get your daughter's dowry, even in a scenario where the daughter dies first, so the husband inherits the wife. Then later on, when the husband dies, so the grandsons are going to get to inherit whatever chelek of the Yerusha was their mom's ksuba, they're going to get that chelek before the splitting of the rest of the money. That's ksubas banin dichrin.
It has to be the father. It can't be her.
Right, it's only from him. Yeah, only from him. He's the one who's mechayev the ksuba. That's what. It's only from him. Good morning, David Yoshua and Jeremy and Rav Dov Ben Yom and Mishneir Zalman Dunn and Avi and Chana Chenech and Yitzchak Yosef and Dr. Joe and Svika and Mordechai and I think Michael is around in the building somewhere. Hopefully he'll come. Here we go. Says the Gemara. So Itmar Ksubas Banin Dichrin. Pumpadisa Amre lo tarfi mi mishabde. So the question is, can the grandsons collect this ksubas banin dichrin from property that the father sold off to somebody else? There's a lien, there's a mortgage on the property, or no, they can only collect from stuff that's liquid in the father's possession right now. So Pumpadisa Amre lo tarfi mi mishabde. You can only collect from property that he owns at the time of his death, not stuff that he sold earlier. That's Pumpadisa. Why? Because in the Mishnah it says, Yartun Tanan, that this has a status of a Yerusha. And just like when a person inherits stuff, you don't inherit from stuff that dad sold, if dad sold it, so that's not part of the inheritance. You only inherit stuff that the dad owns at the time of death. So too, Ksubas banin dichrin is not like a debt obligation, in which case it would collect from the stuff that there's a lien on. It's considered to be an inheritance. It's not a debt, it's an inheritance. So since we call it an inheritance, the grandchildren only inherit from those possessions that the father has in his possession at the time of death, and not stuff that he sold that there might be a mortgage or a lien on that property. So lo tarf mishabdi, b'nei masa mechas, yami tarf mishabdi, yazbun tanan. No, the correct text is not yartoy that they inherit, it's yazbun. They acquire it. So it's like a purchase, like a balchov. It's like they can grab it. Yazbun means they can grab it. Not really purchased. They can grab it like a balchov. And therefore they can grab it even from stuff that there's a lien on. The Gemara says, but that's not the way you pass it. The Hilchasa, lo tarfi mi mishabdei. They do not grab from the stuff that has a lien on it. Yartun tanan. Because the correct text in the Mishnah is yartun, which means they inherit. Says the Gemara. Other halachos about the ksuba. How do we collect them? And other machloks in between the yeshiva in Pumpadisa and the yeshiva in Masa Machasya. Mitaltalei v'isnu beinayu. Now, let's say you want to collect. This is not. We're no longer talking about ksubas ban and dichrin. Now we're talking about regular ksuba. So the question is: we know, generally speaking, the ksuba. We'll see in a minute. Does it collect only from karka? Usually, ksuba only collects from karka, not from metaltalei. But what about metaltalei v'isnu beinayu? This is talking about a case where a husband designated specific metaltalin for his wife to collect the ksuba from. Let's say there was certain jewelry, very expensive jewelry or whatever, other stuff that you had, and he has it in his possession. He designated that from the ksuba. So the halacha is, so later on we're going to learn a peizayin amud aleph that hanifras minichse yisomim lo tipar ela b'shvua, that when a almana collects the ksuba from the yisomim, she has to swear that the dad didn't already give her other stuff for the ksuba. She has to swear. So in this case, right, we're afraid maybe before the dad died, the dad gave the woman designated certain metaltalin and gave it to her already. So that's only by karka. But by metaltalin, we're not worried about that. Because it's obviously, had he meant to give it to her, the ksuba, he would have given it to her already, right? It's still in the possession of the yisomim. So, metaltalei v'isnei beinayus, if there's metaltalin, and she didn't collect it yet, so it's still in the husband's rishus when he dies, so it's in the yisomim's rishus. So, below shvua, she doesn't have to swear on that stuff, because clearly he didn't already give it to her. Had he already given it to her, she would have already had it. It's in the yisomim's possession. However, lesnu beinayu, let's say it was lost, and the woman is now coming to collect her ksuba from the yisomim, so it's metaltalin v'lesnu beinayu, that the husband had designated certain stuff, but they got lost now. So now she's claiming, you know, there was this stuff that the husband had designated for me, and I never got it, it got lost, so now you have to give me other stuff. So Pumbedisa Amre below Shvua. So the Pumbedisa say that she can even collect that without a Shvua. Why? Because the reason is because maybe during the husband's lifetime he designated for her and he gave it to her. However, if they got lost, so clearly it's lost. She never got it in the first place. We don't assume that maybe he designated other stuff in its place. We don't assume that. If everybody knew there were these specific things that he designated for her, she never got them. They got lost. So she can collect without a shvua. But b'nei mas achasi amri no b'shvua. That we're afraid maybe the husband saw they got lost and maybe he designated other stuff that he gave to her. That he already paid her. So in this case, if it's metaltalin and they got lost, then b'nei mas achasi say she has to swear. The hilchasa below shvua. The halach is she can collect this stuff without a shvua if he designated particular stuff to pay for the ksuba. And then it got lost. Everyone agrees she can collect without a shvua. She never got it. Similarly, another halacha, another machlokas. Yichid la ara barba matsrana. Let's say the husband designated a certain land to pay for the ksuba, and he designated which land it is by indicating all four boundaries. He said it's this river on the right, on the north, and this river on the south, and this grove on the east, and this patch of land on the west. So he designated with all four boundaries. So below Shvua. So then he dies. So she collects from that karka. It's very clear. It's very clear what the land is. So she can collect without a Shvua. However, b'chad mitzra, let's say he only designated one boundary of it. Let's say only in the north or only in the south. And now she's going to try to collect from that karka. So Pumpadisa Amre below Shvua. Pumpadisa say, we're not afraid that maybe he gave her something else. No, she can collect below Shvua. One boundary is enough. We know exactly what it is. We don't assume it's something else. Says the Marbanei Masa Machasi, Amri, no. Since he didn't designate all four boundaries, maybe he didn't really mean for that karka to be the thing, and maybe he gave her something else. Because it's such a wimpy kind of a designation, it's not a legit designation, so maybe he paid her something else, so therefore if she's going to collect from this property, she has to swear that he didn't give her something else. So, no, even one boundary, that's enough, we assume this is the property, we don't assume that he gave her something else. The Gemara says, has similar machloks within Pomodis and Mas Machas. Let's say a guy wants to give his friend karka as a gift. Omar la'edim kismu v'chismu v'havule. Reuven says to Levi and Yehuda, I have a friend Shimon. I want to give him a piece of property as a gift. So I'm telling you, write a document to Shtar Matana and sign Edim on it. You guys sign as Edim. V'havule, and give him the document. Vikanumine, and they did a kinyan chalipin. They did a kinyan sudder. Right, whenever you see kanumine in the shas, usually means he took out his handkerchief, the seller took out his handkerchief and gave it to one of the edim, and he said, "I'm making a kinyan that I really want you to give this shtar matana over to my friend Shimon." Lo tsarich imluche bay. So when the edim come and write the document and sign it and give it to Shimon, they don't have to go and check with Reuven again to make sure that he still wanted to do it. Because once they made a kinyan, so the whole part with a kinyan is I'm showing that I really want to go ahead with this. That's what you do. You pick up a handkerchief. When people don't understand this, when you sell your chametz with the rabbi, and the rabbi makes you do a kinyan, what do you make a kinyan on? Everyone in the world thinks that what you're doing is you're selling your chametz to the rabbi, and then the rabbi selling it to the other person. That's not what's happening in a kinyan. That's not what's happening. The rabbi never becomes an owner of all your stuff. You're the owner. All you're doing when you're making that kinyan is it's gemiras das. It's saying, I really want to appoint the rabbi as a shliach to sell my stuff for me. Not that the rabbi becomes the owner of the thing. He's just an agent to sell. I'm just designating him. And the kinyan, by lifting up the handkerchief or lifting up the watch or the pen or whatever the rabbi has of lifting up, it's just showing that you're really serious about the transaction. That's it. So that's what's happening over here. So once he makes a kinyan, what's he saying with the kinyan? He's saying, I really want to give this thing as a gift. I really want to give it as a gift. And you're my shluchim to write the document, sign it, and give the document to him as a raya, or not as a raya, as a transaction. That'll be the transaction. Shtar is one of the ways that the karka can be nikne. So you don't have to consult with him anymore because we have a rule. Stam kinyan l'ksiva I made. Stam kinyan, once you made a kinyan, so you're really intending to transact this this property to give it over as a gift to your friend. However, lo kanumine, However, if he didn't make a kinyan with the handkerchief showing that he's really serious about it, here we have a machlokas. Pumpadisa ami lo tzarech limluchei bei, even if he didn't make a kinyan, at the end of the day, he told him that he wanted to do it even without a kinyan. He wanted to give this piece of property over to the guy. They don't have to consult again. They could write the document, sign it, and give it over. But since they didn't do a kinyan, he's allowed to back out. And even not in front of the Eidim, he could back out. So maybe he backed out. So tzarechem luchei bei, you have to go just when you write the document and before you hand it over. Yeah, he told you to go write it. So then you have to just go back and check with him. V'hilchasa tzarechem luchei bei. In this case, we paskin that in fact you have to go check, because stam kinyan is l'ksiva omid, but just in words, just if he told you to do something without a kinyan, at the time of transacting it, you have to go back and check out to make sure he was really serious about it, because maybe he backed out. Let's continue.
So there is a way to back out of that kinyan. Try to use a kinyan.
Well, there was no kinyan in this case.
Oh, this case. But if you made a kinyan, there's no way of backing out. Once the witnesses leave, that's it.
If you make a kinyan, no, I think there you can back out. If you say, but there you have to say it. Once you made a kinyan, stam kinyan is l'ksiva omid. We assume once you made a kinyan, that means you have a serious level of gemira status. You're not intending to back out. But if you want to back out, you can. Yes, that's correct. You can. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Lazar, again, the kinyan wasn't on the land. The kinyan was on your das to want to give the gift. Kolzman, the star was not actually given over, you could still back out, because that's the kinyan. Says the Gemara. Now, the Mishnah had said, we brought a machlokas from Elazar ben Azariah. Do you get the Tosefes Ksuva min only min Anisuin or even min Erisin? So, right, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Chachamim said that you get the Tosefes min Erisin. Even the Tosefes get Mina Erisin, but Elazar ben Azariah said, no. The Iker Ksuva is Mina Erisin, the Tosefes you only get in the Nisun Shalai Kasavla El Almanas the Konsa. That he only wrote the Tosefes on the condition to have the full marriage. Says the Mar Itmar, we have Machlokes Amoraim Hadapas. Rav Rabbi Nosson. Chadam Alach Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that she only gets the Tosefes Mina Nisun. The Chadam Ein Alach Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We don't know who said what. Says Mar Tistayim. It makes sense that Rabbi Nosson was the one who said that she only gets the Tosefes min Anisuin. The Shamina Leila Rabbi Nosson the Azal Basar Umdino. Because we know that in all of Shas, Rabbi Nosson follows, do we get inside people's heads and try to evaluate what would the guy really have wanted? That's a machlog, as we're going to see in a second, in all of Shas. How do we know Rabbi Nosson is the one who usually says that we follow Umdina? So here, following Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah means we get inside the guy's head. Mistama, when he wrote the Tosefes, he only wrote the extra money once he's going to be fully married. That's the way we do an Umdin Das of Stam B'nei Adam. Most people, when they're throwing all this extra money into the marriage, it's not just for the Erisin, it's for the Nisuin, it's for the full experience, it's for being fully married, it's for the consummation of the marriage. It's only once they're mamish fully married. That's why he's giving her the extra money. So that's an umdin das. How do we know Rabbi Nosson usually follows umdin das? I'm Rabbi Nosson. Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Because we know we follow Rabbi Shimon Shizuri by two cases. The Nesukon and Uvetrumas Maiser Shel Demai. And both of these cases is a case of umdin das. We evaluate the das. What are the cases here? So mesukan, what's a mesukan? A guy is on his deathbed. It's a shchiv mira. And he says, write a get for my wife. Now, he just says write, but he doesn't say give it to her. He was all fablunjin because he was on his deathbed. So he says write a get, he doesn't say give it to her. Now we assume he's on his deathbed. Why is he saying write a get to my wife? I don't want her to be zekuka liyabam. That's why he's writing again. He has no kids. He doesn't want to be zekuka liyabam. So if he says kisvu, probably he meant tnu also. But because he was so fablunjin, he was on his deathbed. He didn't remember to say the word tnu. So we do an umdin das. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri says, there are a lot of give it. Others disagree with him. Now, Rabbi Shimon Chizkiya said another halacha, Trumas Maisa Shel Demai. What's the case over here? So you have fruit of an Amba Aretz, and we don't know, if it's an Amba Aretz, we don't know whether he took all the Trumas and Maises exactly correctly. So the halacha is, you have to take Trumas and Maises Misafik. You have to take Trumas and Maises Misafik from an Amba Aretz. That's Demai with an Aleph. Demai with an Aleph is stuff that was taken from Amba Aretz, not to be confused with Demai with an Ayin, which is a totally separate thing, which is Truma and Chulin mixed together. Dimua, something mixed up with an Ayin. But with an Aleph, Demai with an Aleph, is stuff that's from an Amba Aretz. It's a Suffolk. We don't know whether they took Trumas and Mises. So the rabbis instituted that you have to take Trumas and Mises. Now, let's say the Levi took from this fruit Trumas Miser, that stuff, the Trumas Miser, he was Mafresh. Trumas Miser, and that stuff got mixed up with Chulin. It's Machlokas Tanayim in Meseches Demai. So according to the Chachamim, this Truma asers the Chulin, Mishum Demai with an Ayin. Oh man, this is all confusing. The Demai becomes Demai with an Ayin. So, it's a Mishnah Meseches Demai. So Chachamim say, this Truma, even though it's Truma that... it's a suffix truma, right? Because maybe the Amma Aretz took truma from it. We don't know. So the Amma Aretz was mafresh trumas maisa, gave it to the Levi, and now it got mixed up with with chulin. So Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, no, just if you bought this fruit from the Amma Aretz, just ask the Amma Aretz, ask him. If he says, I was mafresh everything before I sold it to you, so you could rely on the fact that the Amma Aretz says that he was mafresh it. So it was good truma. It's not, it was good truma smicer. So therefore, in other words, he was already mafresh. So in other words, usually when you purchase stuff from an Amma Aretz, you have to be mafresh everything. You have to mafresh truma smicer as well. You have to be take true. You not only do you have to be mafresh meiser to the Levi, you have to be mafresh take from the meiser for the Levi and take trumas meiser and give it to the kohen, right? The Levi usually has to be mafresh trumas meiser from the kohen. So here you purchase stuff from an Amma Aretz. So when you gave this stuff to the Levi also has to be mafresh trumas meiser. But in this case, if you ask the Amma Aretz, were you already mafresh from this stuff? Were you already mafresh? So if he was mafresh, so then you could rely on the Amma Aretz. So Reb Shimon Shazuri says. So Chachamim say it's Usr. Reb Shimon Shazuri says no. You could ask the Amma Aretz. And if he says, I was mafresh mice of karoi before I sold him to you, you could rely on him and eat from it. So it's hover that it was not chal on this trumas meiser, shame truma, this stuff that you were mafresh after you bought. You were allowed to rely on him. So since he passes like Rav Shimon Shazuri in both of these cases, that we follow the umdin das that people generally, we generally assume that he did it. So over here, even if he didn't say it explicitly, we assume that's what happened. So it's logical that Soto, he's the one of Pasuk of Elizabeth Isaiah by the Tosefus Ksuba, that we follow the Umdin Das of Bnei Adam. Says the Gemara, V'Rav lo azel baser umdina. What? Only Rav Nosson follows the Umdin Das of people, and Rav doesn't follow it. V'Itmar, but didn't we learn, Matnas Shchid Merasha Kosev Bakinyin, let's say you have a guy who's sick. He's a cholo who's on his deathbed. And the Chacham were misakin above a basra. Divrei shchiv meira kiksuvin v'chim misurin dami. We have a rule that once a guy's on his deathbed, anything he even says to do, it's as if it was already made a kinyan. Even if he doesn't make a kinyan, we assume he intends to do everything. Divrei shchiv meira kiksuvin v'chim misurin dami. He doesn't have to make a kinyan. So machlokes amoraim. Let's say he writes a matana he overdoes it. So here he writes a shtar matana, and he does a kinyan. So here's the problem. You see, a shchiv mira doesn't need to make a kinyan, but this guy went out of his way to do a kinyan. So the question is, how do we view this gift that he wants to give? Is this considered like a matnas bari because he made a kinyan, or is it like a matnas shchiv mira? Because there's different halachas between a matnas bari and a matnas shchiv mira. A bari only works with a kinyan, and only once he makes a kinyan, he can't back out. But a shchiv mira, even without a kinyan, so he can't back out once he even says that he wants to give something without a kinyan. But the halach of a shchiv mira is the guy only gets the gift if the shchiv mira ends up dying. If he doesn't end up dying, then it doesn't work. So the shaila is over here, but here the guy made a kinyan. So does this have a status of a... The question is, if a guy doesn't die, can he back out? So if you say this is considered like a matnas shchiv mira, then he can back out. But if you say it's a matnas bari, the guy went ahead and made a kinyan. So he shouldn't be able to back out. So that's a shaila. So what's the halach over here? He's a shchiv mira, but he made a kinyan. So machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Bebei Rav, Mishmei de Rav, Amrei, Arkavei Atrei Rakshe. So this guy, he rode two horses at the same time. He rode the Shchiv Mira horse, and he rode the Bari horse. So we have to do an Umdin Das. His intention was to be Mechazik, the gift. And therefore, it has the status of both, as we'll see in a minute what this means. Shmuel Amar, Lo Yedad Amai Eden Be. Shmuel says it's a suffix. It's a suffix. And therefore, the Mekabel Matana cannot be Motzi. If the guy lives, so we assume it's a suffix, and therefore, we're just going to leave the money where it is. We're not going to. So Rav said it's both, and Shmuel says it's a suffix. What does this mean? It says what? Bebei Rav, Mishmei de Rav, Amei Akvei Atrei Rakshei. Harei kematnas bari, v'harei kematnas shchimir, it's both. Harei kematnas bari, dim omad eino yochel laksabo. If the guy gets healthy, he can't back out because he has a matnas bari because he did a kinyan. Harei kematnas shchimir, sh'im omar halva osi l'ploni, halva osi l'ploni. But it also has the status of a matnas shchimir as far as the following halach is concerned. If he says that this chov that someone owes me, I'm hereby transferring it to somebody else, then halvasa l'ploni. So he has, then the guy who owes him the money has to pay him the money to the third party, because he wrote in the language of a shchiv mira, so it has halacha, the status of halacha of a shchiv mira, that he could even transfer a halva to somebody else. So we're omid his das that he intends it to be both a matnas bari and a matnas shchiv mira. Shmuel amar lo yudan amai odemi. What does that mean? When Shmuel says, I don't know how to treat this. So, no. Then we don't assume that way. Shema lo gomer laknos el b'shtar. Maybe he did not mean this to be a matnas shchiv mira with his dibur alone. He only wants to have a full matnas bari. He wants it to be a matnas bari. Therefore, a shtar written by a shchiv mira will not transfer the property or the loan at the time of his life. He has to wait. Ve'ein shtar la'achar misa. And therefore, he does not intend to transfer it when he's alive. He intends this to be only bishtar. Sorry, excuse me. So maybe he didn't intend to give this gift as a matnas shchiv mira. Rather, he wants it to be with a document, kematnas bari. And it's because and therefore this shtar shchiv mira does not acquire while he's alive. His das is not to give it over while he's alive at all. So maybe he only went to be maknehim shtar la'achar misa, and ain shtar la'achar misa. So
So therefore, Rav also holds, follows, goes by Umdurim. So why in the world? So how come we only said Rav Elazar ben Adai? So the Gemara responds and concludes and says as follows: Ella Tarvayu Azli Basar Umdurim. Both Rabbi Nassan and Rav follow Umdurim. So Manda Amar Halacha Rav Elazar ben Azarya. So the one that says Halacha Shapir. So we understand. Uman Damar Ein Halacha. The one who says we don't follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. No. In this case, it's not only Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya that's following Umdinah. Even the Chachamim are following Umdinah. Uman Damar Ein Halacha. Hachanami Umdin Daitahu. That even if we say, like Chachamim, who say that he already gets the Tosefes Ksuba already from the time of the Erusin, that's also an Umdin Das. Maybe even Bishas Erison is already a Kiruv Das. He wrote her the Tosefes Ksuba. He wrote her the Tosefes Ksuba, even Mishas Erison. Even Mishas Erison. And Mishas Erison also. In other words, we said we're following Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya that maybe he only intended to give it to her Bishas Nisuin. That's the Umdin Das. But you could say in Umdin Das to say that he should give it over Mishas Erison also. That already from the time of the engagement, he's feeling so close to her, he's feeling this kir of dasta already from the time of Erison, so he was willing to write the extra money and give it over to her, even already Mishas Erison. So just like you have an umdin, so both Rav and Rav Nassan say, all over Shas, we sometimes follow the umdin das of a person, the umdin das of a person, but it's lav dafka that only applies Mishas Nisuk, we have the umdin das. Maybe there's even an Umdin Das Mishas Erusin. And therefore, we even Chachamim, even the opinion, whichever it was, Rabbi Nassan or Rav, we don't know who said what, but even the opinion that said Halacha Ke Chachamim could still be following Umdin Das. And just the Gemara, let's just conclude this. Yosef Rav Chanina Kameh de Rabbi Yanev Kamah Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya Amalei Puk Kari Karach Lebra. Go teach your teachings outside the Beis HaMedrash. It's not correct. The Amoraim a lot of times had very strong feelings on. They would say things in very strong, because this is Torah. This is like you made fun of my mother. This is you said the wrong piece of Torah wrong. They cared about the Torah so much. So go teach your teachings outside the Beis HaMedrash. Not such a nice thing to say. Ain Allah Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. Amar Rabbi Tzibar Avdim Mishum Rabbeinu in the name of Rav. Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. Amar Nachman Mishmol. Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. Rav Nachman Didei Amar. Ain Allah Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. Vinar Adayim Mishum Rabbi Nachman Amar. Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. Says the Gemara. V'af al gav delot Rav Nachman Amar. Kol Dayana Didayim Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. Hachi v'achi teheve. He should be cursed. Even the Rav Nachman said. Any judge that judges Rabbi Elazar should be cursed. Afin hachi. Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. And the Gemara concludes, Halacha lemaisa. Well, you don't usually see that lashon. Halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. Halacha lemaisa, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya that you only get the ikur ksuba mishas erusin. If the husband dies after erusin, you only get the ikur ksuba. The tosefes you only collect once there was a nisuin. And that seems to be the halacha lemaaseh. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. We'll pick it up by Zoshem tomorrow.
Have a good day, Rabbi.
Take care.